reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second, and the third married her. And so in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her." Jesus said to them, "Those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, he is God not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive." Then some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well," for they no longer dared to ask him another question. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This difficult and perplexing gospel passage takes me back to myself as a child in Catholic grade in high school. One of my favorite classes was religion class, not so much because I liked learning about God and spirituality, though I was a pious child. What I really liked was trying to stump my teachers by asking what I would call what-if questions relentlessly until I wore them down. An example would be when we were learning about the precepts of the Church, one of which at that time was to abstain from meat on Fridays. So I might ask a question like this: what if I bit into a piece of meat at 1 second before midnight on a Friday, but didn't swallow it until Saturday? And what if I died before I could go to confession? Would I go to hell? The object of this exercise was to imagine a situation that admitted of no good response, and thus to make the teacher look as if she were ignorant. Some might call this silly game casuistry, that is, trying to create a rule of morality based on a single case. I would just call it trick the teacher. As immature and obnoxious as that behavior was, I don't think it was any different from the questions posed to Jesus by the Sadducees. By setting up a hypothetical case of one woman obliged by law to marry seven men, one after the other, in order to beget children, and then by wondering which of those poor gentlemen might end up as her husband in heaven, they were being at least as ridiculous as I was as a child. Can't you imagine how Jesus was feeling as they challenged him with this situation? I can hear him saying to himself, "Here we go again. When will this ever end? When will they get what I'm trying to teach them?" Of course, he was too polite to reprimand them or mock their position. His response was wise and very sensible, very clear. It's not about keeping earthly rules. It's not about worrying about what it will be like in the next life. Who will be first and who will be last? Who will win and who will lose? It's about life. Jesus himself tells us that he came that we may have life, and life in abundance. That's what matters to him, and he died so we might know the truth, so that we might be free of nagging questions and doubts and anxiety. So, when will we get it?